Did you know that Cefla Finishing manufactures your flooring equipment in the United States? Since 1987, we have engineered, designed, assembled, and tested machines specifically designed for the North American market in our Charlotte, North Carolina facility. Cutting delivery times and using local suppliers is specifically designed for our customers' benefit. Cefla's CFS, or Compact Flooring System, is made in the United States and offers a four-step process that denibs, coats, wipes, and UV cures within a single pass. Visit www.ceflafinishing.com for more details on our finishing technology.
Hey, welcome to Wood Talk, an NWFA podcast. I'm joined today with Eugene Wengert, who's the president of the Wood Doctors RX LLC at WoodWeb. Dr. Wengert is out of Georgia with, among other things, more than 40 years of experience just in the flooring industry from the wood science perspective, but is also has written more than 500 articles relating to wood products and the wood industry, and is very well known in the wood industry. I've known Dr. Wengert for a few years now. I think we've did a webinar a little while back and a podcast, and have just gone back and forth with you. And one of the things that I am just so thrilled about in this discussion and ultimately having you speaking at our symposium this year at the NWFA Expo up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is the fact that you and your understanding of wood and the way you can relate it to our industry, and you bring it to a level that people who are very sciencey understand, but also the common installer and the common person that knows what we're working with, but you have a way of explaining it that it's just very unique. So that was a long-winded introduction, but I'd like to welcome Dr. Eugene Wengert. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for that introduction. And I should say that just about everybody calls me Gene. So feel free to call me Gene. You don't have to get highfalutin or anything like that.
Okay.
And so I'm looking forward to this because for some reason, and I don't know why, but I really enjoy teaching people and sharing what I consider practical advice with them. You know, maybe at my age, you either preach or reminisce. So I hope I don't preach too much.
No, that's all good.
Definitely won't do any reminiscing. but I think in flooring, you know, if wood was made so it didn't expand and contract with moisture, we would have a bunch of people that wouldn't have jobs because moisture is sort of underlying a whole bunch of the issues we have when it comes to an installed floor. And even in manufacturing, we have moisture content issues. And so in the seminar we're going to have May 2nd in Milwaukee, which is where my grandparents used to live, so I feel real close.
Good.
But I was born in Tennessee, so that's, you know, I'm a Southern boy, but that's okay.
Okay. And you're in Georgia now, though, right?
Yeah. So we live in Georgia and just east of Atlanta.
Okay.
I sold my snowblower when I moved down here from Wisconsin, so that was kind of fun. Yeah, so wood floors, you know, they really go through quite an environment, not just moisture, which in the winter is usually low and in the summer is usually high, but they got, you know, people pounding on them with their shoes and dancing, or, well, you just, you know, that it's really... And it looks beautiful, too, if they take care of it, right?
Sure.
And so what we're going to do in this seminar is kind of go and talk a little bit about moisture, how to measure it, and some of the pitfalls that you might encounter when you go to measuring moisture. You know, measuring moisture, I'll just give you one little tidbit from what we're going to talk about. But measuring moisture a lot of times is like checking the corral or the pen that you have after the gate is open. A lot of times, it was if you knew the moisture before the problem occurred and then knew it after, you could see that there was a moisture change. But when we get called in for an issue, a lot of times the moisture's already changed. And so when we check it, the moisture looks spot on.
Right.
And yet, had we measured it, you know, 2 weeks before or whenever, we would have seen that it was way out of line.
Right.
And so again, it's really important to understand how moisture changes. And with one reading, you just don't get a change. But we have, you know, moisture meters, and we can use them. There are other ways we can estimate what might have happened to a piece of wood that's misbehaving. Another thing that we'll talk about in the seminar is what characteristics of wood make it misbehave beyond what we'd say is normal. So we're going to look at a few. Well, one example is that sometimes wood has a pretty obnoxious smell. And hopefully you don't encounter that very often, but we'll talk about what makes wood take on some smelly odors. And it's just, you know, these sort of things, if we know more about wood, we can understand what it's doing and how it's behaving and come to a practical solution to avoid that problem in the future. So both from a manufacturing standpoint and from an inspecting standpoint, we're going to train people to be better detectives than what they are right now. Well, with a lot of practical information. And at the same time, we're going to give you some of the basic behavior of wood so that your conclusion will be founded on the basics of you might say the basics of science or basics of wood science.
That's perfect.
So I think everyone's going to go away with, I don't want to say a lot smarter, but with more knowledge that they can use on a day-to-day basis after they attend it. And that's what I'm driving at, is trying to give them knowledge that will help them day to day.
That's perfect. And, you know, and this is, you made a comment earlier before we jumped on here, and I think your percentages are about right. You said 2/3 to 3/4 of issues with flooring revolve around moisture. And I would possibly even venture to say even a little bit higher percentage than that in a lot of cases. So as the audience at our inspector or as our symposium is going to be primarily inspectors, we'll also have manufacturers and installers and retailers and distributors. We'll have a good variety in the audience, but you hit it on the head, and that's when we're called in when there's an issue, it's usually after the fact. And that's where our inspectors and our installers and even manufacturers really run into those challenges of trying to identify what happened. What I love, and I don't remember if this was a quote from you or where I'd heard this, but wood has a story and it talks to you. And if you understand how to listen to it and understand what it's trying to tell you, there's a story there, and it's not always crystal clear, and different species have different languages they speak, but there's always a story there. And that's why I'm really excited to have you here. We're going to have you there, like you said, May 2nd, 8 o'clock a.m. until 3 p.m. And one of the challenges that you brought up, and this is kind of a challenge to everybody who's going to be there, you had suggested that everybody pre-write down or send in questions to see if they could stump you. And, you know, that's why we've titled this Stump the Wood Doctor. I think there will be some challenging questions. We've got a lot of very smart people that come to this presentation, and I'm sure there's going to be some good ones and some that are going to do their best to try to stump the wood doctor. So
I hope that people will bring in, even if they bring in a small sample, I guess we don't want the whole floor, but the other thing that we have to add to this whole formula, is that we are, when there is an issue, it's usually not global, but it's something unusual. So moisture accompanied by a second factor. And that's something else that I'll make a point about, is that it's usually not just moisture alone, but there's something else. And either, you know, a small moisture change or a piece of wood that swells or shrinks normally, all by itself wouldn't be the issue. And the problem is there's something abnormal in the wood, say, where the moisture issue was more than just a humidity change. It involved liquid water. So there's almost always more than one factor. The individual factors themselves wouldn't be bad, but when they combine, you know, it's like 1 + 1 = 4. So we're going to, again, go through the these various factors that can show up rarely, but when they do, the telephone rings. And so we're working out on the edge. We aren't going to, you know, most of us don't ever work with the whole floor saying, oh, the whole floor, every piece in this whole floor is junk.
Right.
But it's the unusual. And so that's certainly where we're going to have some focus too, is these unusual. And I'll have some pictures and drawings and everything to show on the screen. And, so it I guarantee you that it's, people are going to leave with more knowledge than when that came.
Excellent. Well, Gene, I am so grateful that you're willing to come and speak at our symposium this year. And thank you so much for taking the time just today to kind of give everybody a small taste of what they can expect. We're really looking forward to seeing you again May 2nd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at NWFA Expo. We encourage anybody and everybody who wants to come and learn about moisture and wood and hear it from Dr. Eugene Wengert. This is an opportunity that most can't miss. So I really appreciate it.
There's the Hall of Fame that the Sports Flooring Authority has every year.
Right.
And you might, if you aren't convinced yet of the benefit of attending this meeting or seminar. So I was recently inducted into the Sports Flooring Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
And so they certainly appreciate the way I've been able to help them. And so for anyone who hadn't heard who I am or what I do, other people have, and I guarantee you that it's going to be well worth the time and effort.
That's great. Congratulations also. That's really an honor.
Yeah, and I'm still alive. I mean, you know, usually you think of Hall of Famers are ready to kick the bucket or or have.
No.
So I was really pleased with it. And so I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just trying to tell anybody who's on the fence of whether they're going to come to Milwaukee or not in May, which is really a beautiful time of the year in Wisconsin.
Good.
But if they're thinking about, I could stay home and mow the lawn or something, this is going to be a real opportunity that I know from my point of view, I don't get this opportunity very often. We did nice, a webinar, was it?
Yeah, a couple years ago. Or was it a couple years ago?
Yeah, that worked out real well.
It did.
So, I look forward to meeting everybody. Bring a sample or write it down ahead of time so I can think about it maybe.
Perfect.
And try and stump the wood doctor.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Gene. And we'll look forward to seeing you in May.